Good morning. Aren't you thankful that we can go to the rock?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is that rock. He's the answer to every circumstance and situation. And what do we mean when we call Jesus the rock? He's the thing that never changes. He's the same, the Bible says, yesterday, today, and forever. So that means in our lives, when we go through situations, our life is in constant change in part, in the natural realm. But in the spirit part, we've got something that's solid that we can reshape the natural part by. Amen? That's a comfort. That's a hope to us this morning. Oh, glory. It's good to see each and every one of you this morning. I'm glad you're here on this rainy Sunday. But you know, there's no other place we'd rather be, amen, than being together. People of like faith worship the one who is willing to give everything that we might go for nothing to have an eternal life. Glory. Hallelujah. If you would open up your Bibles to Psalms 18. And I want to talk to you this morning. This is a play on words, okay? So listen carefully to what I say. I want to talk to you about rock and roll. Rock and roll. Jesus is the rock, and your role, R-O-L-E, my role, R-O-L-E, in that. Amen? He's the rock that never changes, but we've got a role in the very place of coming to the promise and the provision that everything that He has died and resurrected and ascended on high to give unto us. And our role is to do certain things to be able to receive the power and the provision and the promise of Him being the rock. Amen? And so let's talk about that just a little bit this morning. Let's talk about the fact that you and I, we receive by the rock. You and I, we rest by the rock. And then we resist by the rock. Every one of us, we're going through storms and trials and struggles. And there's things that we have questions about, things that we don't understand in the natural realm. But the rock of Jesus Christ, amen, the one that the church is being built upon, that no matter what kind of gate of hell would come against, it will not prevail, amen. That's what you and I are looking to, believing in, trusting in. Psalms 18, let's look at the first 10 verses and then we'll go down and read two more verses. Psalms 18 and 1 starting. If you're there, say amen. We've ministered out these verses of Scripture before, but not with this thought. Psalms 18 and 1, it says, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. Now notice this, there's nine things that David here says that you need to label that is yours. Amen? From God. Nine things that I need to label that is mine. Because if you know what's yours, then you can exercise it, you can use it, you can apply it in your life. He says, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength, my help, in other words, from the Hebrew. The Lord is my rock. Now, how about that in your mind's eye? The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved, not maybe, not might, but I shall be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men, mankind, made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled at the foundation, also of the hills were moved and were shaken. Why? Because He, my God, your God, He was wroth. Then there went up a smoke out of His nostrils and fire out of His mouth devoured, and coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under His feet. And He rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, He did fly upon the wings of the wind. Now, for sake of time, drop down to verse 31. Verse 31, 18:31. For who is God save our Lord? Amen. For who is God save our Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Now drop down to verse 46 and we'll close with this thought. Verse 46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be what? My rock. Personal. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that we have You as a God. We have You through Jesus Christ, a relationship by the Spirit of the living God. We have intimacy. We have a personal relationship. We have a reality that you're not some God that's way off in the universe that cannot be touched, but you're a God that has chosen to make a way by the shed blood of your Lamb to come and to live in us, being made righteous because Jesus was made sin. Lord, you are our rock. You are our solid peace. You are our foundation. You're the inaccessible place that each and every one of us is going to abide, spirit, soul, and body. We make that choice. We make that will. And we look to you. And we ask that you bring us through the storms and the trials of life, Lord, according to your word, not according to what the world says or how our flesh feels, but let us put into practice. Let us see Jesus as the rock and our role there in it. Let's accept Him and let's accept our role and let us practice what your word says by the anointing of the Spirit of God. We ask, touch each person this morning intimately and personally, Father. We ask in Jesus' name and we all say, amen, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. You know, in the time of great trial and trouble, we actually have a greater revelation in our lives of how much God loves us and how much He's mindful of us. Come on, in the good times, you and I, as we're walking by faith, it's really not that much faith at all. You know what I mean? Because everything's going good and we're just able to kind of just to breeze through circumstances and situations. But when you encounter trials and struggles and storms like some of you are going through this morning, you need to know who your source is. I need to be reminded that Jesus is that rock. Amen. He's the one that'll never change. But for me to have the promise and the provision, I've got a role in that. Yes. And my role is to make Him that. See, nothing comes by happenstance or nothing comes by just chance or just by ease. It's going to be an effort on your part and my part to accept and receive Jesus as that rock. Amen? And so let's talk about that just a little bit this morning. Now, first of all, I want you just to be reminded, you notice here in these verses of Scripture that we read that hell and death, the devil is going to come against you. Come on, you're a Christian, you're a believer, and you're an enemy to the devil. You're an enemy to the plan that he has, but you're very prominent and very necessary in the way that God has set up His plan. Amen? And so, of course, the devil's going to come against you, and he's going to come against you in areas in your life that hurt the most. He's going to use people that you love against you. He's going to use family, co-workers, everything that he can to try to discourage you and get you to back up. But you and I, we got to stand strong knowing that Jesus is the answer. Amen. He's that rock. So here we are. We got one step ahead of the game knowing that we're going to have trials and struggles and storms. And we know that death and hell is coming against us. But we also need to remind ourselves that God don't like it. What did we just read here? Look here. Now this is exciting to me. It says, in our distress. How many's got tribulation this morning? Come on. Well, in that tribulation, we don't allow that to push us away from God. We allow that to move us and motivate us to get just as close to God as we possibly can. And we laugh at the devil. See, the devil wants to make you and I think because we go through struggles and heartaches that God's forgot about us, that God don't love us, that God's not working in our life. No, that's a great sign that God is working in your life, the more trouble you got. Because when the devil had me, actually, I had a lot less trouble in my life. I really did. I did because I was no threat to the enemy. I was on my way to hell. And so the devil had that all taken care of, wrapped up in a nice little package with a pink bow. Amen. But when I got saved, when you got saved, all of a sudden, with that big cross of Jesus Christ on your life, you become very clear on the radar of the enemy. Right. But in that reality, then you and I need to take hope, though, because God notices it when the devil's doing things in your life. Because He said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto God. So this morning, Jesus is our rock, but we've got to make sure that our role is we don't let anything that's happening in and around us keep us from talking to God. Tell God how you feel. Sometimes I've got to tell God, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I'm upset, I'm disappointed. All of these things, we need to tell the Lord exactly how we feel because He knows anyway, and then He can help us. Amen? But when all these things have happened, look what it says. When your cry comes into God's ears, look at verse 7. It says, then the earth shook and trembled. Why? Because God Almighty come on the scene. Come on, you think about the children of the early church in the book of Acts chapter 4. It talks about when they were being persecuted. All of a sudden they come together in prayer. They rejoiced in what Jesus had done for them, even though their time of trouble. And it said the whole church walls where they were at, they shook. They tremble. Why? God showed up on the scene. Nothing can stand still when our God is on the scene. And so this morning, in your distress, in your tribulation, come to God. Amen?
Amen.
Allow the role that God has for you. It said that smoke went up out of his nostrils in verse 8. Fire went out of his mouth. The fire of God.
Yes.
Now the fire of God, when it goes out of his mouth to you and I, it makes you and I more pure. But it burns up the work of the enemy.
Amen?
Amen. So that's the rock, but our role is to believe Him.
Yeah.
Amen? And to do our part in it. Now let's look at some things this morning I think that will help us so much. Down in verse number 31 of this Psalms 18, he makes that statement again. For who is God? Who's your God this morning? Who's my God? See, that's what the devil's doing. In your time of trouble, my time of trouble, he's trying to make us step back and say, is God really God? Come on, is the Lord really my rock? Does God really love me this morning? Is He really concerned about how I feel? And see, so we've got to be in the place and the position where all those questions that Sister Diane was talking about that comes across the butt of our mind, we recognize them as being external. And when you hear something on the external side, you know it's the devil, amen? It's his evil cohorts that's trying to bring discouragement and despair. Because down on the inside of you, there's an assurance this morning. There's a reality that I know that God loves me. I know that Jesus is with me. I know that He said He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I know He's abiding inside of my spirit by His Spirit, amen? And so, He's my rock. So my role is that I've got to make sure that I don't let anything I hear on the outside, I don't let any feeling, I don't let any unction from the natural world, from the carnal man, move me from the reality, from the truth of what I'm building my life upon. And that life is being built upon the rock of Jesus. Amen? Jesus is the Word. So everything that's contrary to the Word of God, you and I have got to make sure by the Spirit of God, we cast it down. Just like our sister said this morning, you've got the power. By the Spirit of God, when that thought comes there, you say, no, in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And if you have made a mistake, I have this morning. I'm always transparent with you. And I tell you, sometimes I say what the devil says. Well, one reason why the devil wants me to say what he makes me think is like what Brother Dennis was talking about. That's how you sow seed in your heart.
Yeah.
When you say it, it goes from here and then it goes into your heart, because that's how you speak, is out of your heart. And so what I've got to do is I've got to go back and I've got to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to. I let the enemy manipulate me. I allowed him to trick me, and I allowed him to push the wrong button at the wrong time, and I made a mistake. But I don't believe that. I don't agree with that. I agree with your word. Amen. I come in agreement with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you forgive me. And all of a sudden, by the blood of Jesus, that's washed away. And then the truth that I have just spoken, it starts reframing my world, redirecting my attitude, building me up, building you up. Amen. In the reality of who Jesus is. So he said there in verse number 46, he said, the Lord liveth. Come on, the devil wants to try to convince you and I today that God may be alive for somebody, but He's not alive for me.
Come on.
He may be alive in this area of my life, but boy, this area here, it's just chaos.
Come on.
You know, the area that of my life that I have the most issues with, in reality, it's the area that God is working the most.
That's true.
Amen. Why? Because the devil's trying to keep what God's trying to do from coming to pass.
That's right.
But this morning my role is that I believe God.
Yes.
The Bible says that God is for you and I this morning.
Right.
And if God be for us, He said it didn't matter who comes against us. Amen. That's the truth. That's the reality. The reality is that God said, I've got good things for my people. Not bad. He said, I've got a plan and an expected end. That's the truth. And so I've got to see that everything else that's happening that seems contrary to that is a line of work of the enemy. Amen? And so Jesus is the rock, and my role is to believe that. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Now, when we talk about Jesus being the rock, we've got to see that. We've got to see what that means. From the Hebrew, this is a term. It's zor, to zor, T-S-O-O-R. And it means to come to an inaccessible place. There's a place of refuge. You see, I don't know how your life was before, but when I first got saved, in all honesty with you, I walked just as close to the line of grace and sin that I could. Come on, I was wrong. But I did, because part of the time I'd be in the spirit, part of the time I'd be in the flesh. Amen? And I'd walk just as close. I wanted to make sure I was saved, but sometimes I wanted to let my flesh do and say all those things that it still to this day wants to say. But what I had to come to the realization when I learned to walk in grace, when I learned to live by grace instead of just being saved by grace, then all of a sudden things started happening. And the things that started happening was that way that the enemy would always tear me down, all of a sudden he couldn't get to me in that area. And I was trying to figure out, before I'd always trip over that. And I would find myself in the pig pen of life, amen? But then I started seeing myself step over that. And so I started looking and praying to God and saying, God, how can I get victory in other areas of my life like you give me victory here? And He said, it's for every area of your life. You just got to learn to come to that inaccessible place. There's a place in Jesus. Now, we're going to all go through trials and seasons and struggles and heartaches, but there's a place where if you've got a weak area that you and I, we need to take and we need to get in the rock of Jesus. And we need to just be honest with God and say, God, here, this is a weak area in my life. This is a place where the devil always attacks me. And I need the grace that is sufficient, that is enough to help me to get past this. And when we give it to God, all of a sudden, He puts us a place in that rock that the devil can't get to. And it's not because of anything about us. It's just because our role in accepting and believing and receiving what Jesus has done. Amen? You and I, we're a group of people this morning that are made to overcome. Amen. We're made for victory. The Bible says that we're to always triumph in Christ Jesus because of God, not because of us. And that's what this place of the rock is all about, is you and I getting to the reality that we believe it. Amen. Well, you've got to believe it this morning. I didn't believe it. I could believe for salvation, but I couldn't believe that I could get past certain habits. And I could get past certain limitations. The devil had convinced me that I was going to have to always live where I had to come back and ask for forgiveness. Well, thank God for forgiveness. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a place where you don't have to keep coming back for that. You can get forgiveness and then you can climb up above that. Amen. In Jesus Christ. And then you can go a little higher and a little higher and a little. We can go just as high in God through Jesus that you and I want to go this morning, but we got to believe this. He said, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted."
Amen.
Exalted. See, that means that it's good for you and I to talk about our troubles. Because when we talk about our troubles to other people, all of a sudden, they say, if God will do that for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, I know the Bible says that He's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
He'll do that for me.
Amen.
But you see, I had to get the idol in proper position. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, down about verse number 4, it says that the idols are nothing. Idols are nothing. But you see, the devil wants to build an idol up so big in our life that we think that we've got to bow down to it. That it's got to control us. It's got to influence us. But that's not true. I'm going to exalt God. I'm going to talk about... Come on, every one of us has got idols this morning. But when we lift Jesus up above those idols, all of a sudden, proper proportion comes. And when proper proportion comes, victory comes. Amen? And it gives other people hope. It gives them encouragement. Now let's look at some scriptures. Let's go over here to Psalms 28. And look here at the very first verse. Psalms 28:1. It says, "Unto Thee will I cry, O Lord." Now notice this. Highlight your mind's eye. Highlight your Bible. "My rock. Unto Thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent unto me, lest if I be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." Now why do we need to read this? Because every one of us this morning, we've heard the devil say that God's not hearing your prayer.
Yeah.
Every one of us has heard that statement.
Oh, yeah.
God's not going to answer that prayer. That's a lie. Because right here we understand if we don't hear from God, we have no hope. Amen? And why would God say, what did God say in Jeremiah 33:3? He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not.
Amen.
Now that's out of the mouth of God through the prophet Jeremiah. So why would God say, call unto him if he's not going to answer us? He's going to answer us this morning. Amen? And so my role in Jesus being the rock is, I've got to take every situation and circumstance to him. I call unto him and I expect. My role is to expect. Expect to receive. Expect to hear this morning. What do you need to hear from God? What word do you need? What seed of faith you need to be able to step higher, to step deeper, to go in a place of victory that you never had? All you've got to do, all I've got to do is let Jesus be the rock, be the final say, the thing that changes everything. Amen? And you and I, our role in receiving and believing is we call. We talk to God. He said, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent. Believe that God's going to talk to you.
Yes.
Believe it. Expect it. Expect there's going to be something new that the Spirit of God is going to say to you that will bring encouragement, strength, and hope. Amen? Now look at the next verse. He said, verse 2. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee. Now notice this. When, mark it down, not if, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. So Jesus is the rock. My role is talk to him. But my role is to lift my hands and praise him. Come on, in faith. Come on, I lift my hands to God even though nothing's changed. I still feel bad in my body. I still hurt. My mind is still tired, weary. There may be fear. There may be anxiety. There may be uncertainty about tomorrow. There may be an enemy that's coming against me in different ways. But I raise my hands to God because your hands are antennas. Amen? And the more you and I get our hands up to God, the better signal we're going to get back from heaven because we're getting a better transmission to heaven, to God. Amen? We talked about a couple weeks ago about how our hands, that's how we praise God. Come on, we praise Him with our voice, but we praise Him with our hands, our fingers. We allow the reality of our faith to be something that's seen. Come on, the devil cannot stand it when God's people raise their hands and raise their voice. The Bible says that God inhabits what? The praise of His people. And the enemy cannot stand it. He'll leave. Come on, sometimes when the oppression is so strong on me and I feel so discouraged, distraught, and I don't always do this. Sometimes I fail, but I'm getting better and better, amen? If I can make myself raise my hands and start praising God, all of a sudden, that oppression, it leaves, amen? It ducks tail and it runs because the devil does not want to be a part of anything that's bringing glory to God. And that's what you and I want to do. Now, he said, when, not if, but when I lift my hands toward that holy oracle. We've got to recognize that when we raise our hands, Sister Diane talked about us being seated in heavenly places. Well, this holy oracle is talking, that's what it's talking about, the mercy seat. It's talking about the Holy of Holies. It's talking about God the Father on His throne, Jesus on the right hand, but you and I, by raising our hands, Him being the head and with the many-member body, we're right there. You and I are right there in the place of power and provision and promise. We're right there. And that's why we can be in a place where we're being built up, we're being encouraged. Let's look at another witness. Go over to Psalms 141 maybe. Let's see here. Psalms 141, verse number 2, it says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. In other words, your prayers, my prayers, it's an offering. The Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 5, it talks about your prayers is a sweet odor, an offering unto God.
Amen.
It smells so sweet to Him. Amen? And that's what He says here. Let my prayer be set before thee as an incense. Look at this. And the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Now we're talking about our role in Jesus being the rock. If I don't call on to God, and then if I don't, by faith, Come on, praise God for what He's done. Raise my hands. I'm not fulfilling my role. See, that God's got a part in every promise. You and I, we got a part in every promise. So if I'm not receiving the promise, the Bible says that God's promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So it's not God's fault. I need to make some adjustments. And I'm humble enough to tell God, hey, I'll make the adjustment. You tell me what I need to do, and I'll repent, I'll twist, I'll turn, I'll do what I need to do, because I want God's best, don't you? Because it's not just about us. It's when God's best comes in through you that other people, the lost, the people that are on the fence, they see God. Amen? They see Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. Amen? Okay, now drop down, look at Psalms 143 and 6. Psalms 143 and 6. He said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. That's how we drink in the blessings of God. When we make connection and we lift our hands, there is a process, a communication. And we can be in the driest trial of our life. But all of a sudden, the water of the Holy Spirit will start talking to you. You'll start hearing from heaven words that will change your attitude and your actions. Words that will bring hope. You feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's ministering to us this morning. Amen. He's bringing truth to us. Now, also, I want you to think about something else. Go with me to the book of Exodus. Let's talk about these hands being lifted up just a minute. I think Exodus chapter 17. Let's see something. Look here. Exodus chapter 17, verse number 11. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek, the enemy, prevailed. Oh, could it be? Could it be that maybe I've been defeated in times past because I wouldn't raise my hand? Because I wouldn't praise my God? Because I let the enemy convince me that God wasn't interested or concerned about me? Could it be that in times past I may have made a mistake, but now this morning, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I can learn to raise my hand even though I don't feel like it, even though my body don't want to, even though my mind says not to. And when I raise my hand, there'll be a victory coming to my life. Amen? Come on, glory be to God. We can be in a place and a position. Here, Moses was. His arms were so tired, if we had time to read this, that he got to where he couldn't hold them up. But he had somebody to help him. Amen? Aaron and Hur helped him hold up his hands. And when they helped him hold up his hands, Israel won the battle this morning. It's your job, it's my job, not only to hold up our hands, but our role in Jesus being the rock is to hold up your brother's, hold up your sister's hands. Be there in a place of encouragement, strength. And as you and I do that, all of a sudden, they're not going to go down. They're not going to be defeated. They're going to overcome, just as what the Bible says. Amen? Oh, that's our God. That's our God. Now, while we're here in this Exodus 17, let's think about this just for a second. Let's read something. Right? Verse number 1. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord. And they pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. And this morning, this is what the enemy does to us. Amen? The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that there's pleasure in sin for what? A season. But after that season, all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a dry place. How many's been there? I've been there many times this morning. I mean, I thought I was really just doing exactly what I wanted to do. I mean, for just a little while, my flesh had a big time. But all of a sudden, I got a reality check and it hit hard. Amen? All right? But we may be in a dry place this morning. There may be, in other words, let's be honest with God. I'm not judging you. You're not judging me. We're just open before God. Amen? There may be some area of our life that we have resisted what God's trying to say to us or what God's wanting to do for us. Maybe we've settled for second best than God's best. Amen? But look here, we have some encouragement. There was no water for the people to drink. But verse 2, wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide you with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. We need to be encouraged about this. In other words, there's people around us they say things that they don't mean. Come on. They do things that they don't want to do. Now listen, by the Spirit of God this morning, I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit. You and I, we have to forgive. Amen? We have to forgive because they're going through a dry situation. They're going through a hard time, and we've all been there ourselves, and God forgave us, and we need to in like manner. The Bible says, as God forgives us, out of the mouth of Jesus, we need to what? Forgive others. So here they are. They're reacting out of their trial, out of their storm. And you and I, we've done the same thing. But let's see what God has for them. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, and take in thy hand, and go. And behold, I will stand before thee upon what? The rock. In Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. A type of Jesus, what? Being broken.
Amen.
For you and I. Come on, he was broken. His body was broken.
Yes.
That when they stuck the spear in him, what come out? Blood and water. But he was broken that you and I might have something that we need. The something. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, that's what this is a type of. So this morning, instead of staying in a dry place, and being aggravated and mad at the world and mad at everybody around us, let's come to God and let's see our role. Our role is that we believe the rock. We believe that it's there for us. Jesus, His body has done been broken. The sacrifice has done been made for every need that you might have, that I might have, to be met this morning. Come on, the world outside, they need to know that the sacrifice, the price has been paid. They need to know. And so what you do is, you go and you take everything about your life and you allow them to see what Jesus has done, is doing, and is going to do in your life. Amen? Oh, glory be to God. It's okay. It's okay. Let them know about your mistakes. Let them know about your trials and your struggles. Let them know that Jesus is the one that grabbed you by the hand. He led you through the dry place and He allowed abundant water, provision, love to come into your life. Amen? Oh, glory. That's our God. You and I, we've got to learn how to be in a place and a position where we receive by the rock and we rest in this rock. And then we resist everything else. We don't have time to look at it. But in your home study time, you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And it talks about this rock. It talks about everybody. All of these people, they drank from that rock. But what's so sad, only Joshua and Caleb above the age of 20, besides the ones who weren't in the census, you have to read that closely, the ones who were not in the census, got to enter in. Why? They all drank from the same drink. They all ate the same manna. See, it ain't just about going to church. Come on, it's about that relationship, that person. We've got to learn to resist. Resist when the enemy lies to you. Resist when the enemy comes against you. And you resist because the Bible says that Caleb had another spirit. In other words, he rested in what? In the top of the Holy Spirit. You and I today, your strength, your source is Jesus Christ by the Spirit of the living God. Amen? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but He's going to strengthen you by His Spirit leading you and guiding you into all truth.
Amen?
Amen. Okay, I'll close with this thought. Just south of St. Louis, Missouri, in Lesterville, Missouri, there is a reservoir. I don't know how you pronounce the name of it. Taumsauk or something. I don't know how you say it. But anyway, this reservoir was built in the 60s. And it generated unbelievable amount of electricity. But all of a sudden, at 5 o'clock in the morning on December the 14th, 2005, disaster struck. And what had happened, there were some safety precautions that was to keep this reservoir from getting too full. But these safety precautions were being ignored. Now, the Spirit of God's talking to us this morning. God's been dealing with us about some things and we've been ignoring what He's been saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about keeping our life on the rock, amen? And not allowing the hardship and the trouble of the enemy to just bring destruction in our life, because that's what His plan is. That's what His will is. They didn't maintain. You and I, we've got to maintain this morning. And all of a sudden, this reservoir, it got too full. And as it got too full on one corner, it started spilling over. And as it started spilling over, 1,000 million gallons in 12 minutes. I want you to think about that. My mind, Paul building water plants and stuff, I can't even imagine. 1,000 million gallons going out of this place in 12 minutes. The destruction that it brought. And when they brought inspectors in to figure out what had happened, you see, they had this reservoir built and had concrete on the inside. And on the outside, it was supposed to have big blocks of granite. But with the part where this gave way, it was just soil and very small stone. See, you and I today, our life is only as strong as what we build it upon, what we build it with. We've got to build it. Jesus said, it doesn't matter what kind of storm comes against you. If you build it upon the rock, he's talking about His words. He said, if you build your life by My words, He said, whatever comes against it, it's going to stand. But He said, if you don't build it by My words, He said, just a little puff of wind.
That's right.
And the house will fall.
Yeah.
So this morning, let's see Jesus as the rock. And our role is to make Him the last, final say in every area of our life. Amen? It's no more about what I think or what I want. It's about what Jesus says by His Spirit. Amen? Father, we thank You for Your goodness, Your kindness. We thank You, Lord, for the reality and the power of Your Word. Lord, we want to worship You in spirit and truth. We want to lift our hands to You as we humble our hearts. And we ask You this morning, as You look through our lives, there's sickness that's being brought on by the enemy. There's discouragement that's being brought on by the enemy. There's separation. There's limitation. There's lack. There's all sorts of things that's happening in people's lives this morning, not just in our lives, but our families, our friends, our neighbors. And we ask You, Father, this morning that we be in a place and a position where we allow Jesus to be the rock, the answer, the final say in every area of our life. And we see our role is to accept, to praise, and then to promote what He has promised. Lord, not just for our sake, but for all of those who are looking unto us. Because You said that we were, right now, this present tense, we are the light of the world because You chose to shine through us. And You said by our good works that the Father would be glorified. And Lord, we want the Father to be glorified. We want to have a testimony that Jesus is the answer to every situation and circumstance. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Would You come this morning? Would You make Yourself an altar and just spend some time with the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I don't understand about this situation. I don't understand about this need or this heartache or this hurt. But my confidence is the fact that You're my rock. And that I have a role, and that role is that I make You number one, the final say in every situation of my life, and that's what I want. In Jesus' name. Oh, we thank You, Father. We thank You for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy. Lord, we want You to be the rock in every area of our life. We want You to have the final say. Lord, I pray for every person this morning that's sick and afflicted, that's hurting, that's aching, whether physically, emotionally. Lord, whether they have turmoil in their family, whether they have lack in their family, Father, I ask You in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, let every need be met this morning because we accept You as the rock. And we praise You in advance, whether we feel like it or not. And we allow our praise to change circumstance because it's an exhibition of faith. Oh, let it be, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. That's right.
Good morning, hand clap and pray. I don't even know what Brother Greg's sermon is going to be about this morning, but this whole week I've been praying and everything. Whenever I do, I pray, God, I find my strength in the shadow of your wings. You know, it's just in your arms is where I find my strength. And Lord, no matter what comes against me, help me to draw that strength from you and help me to do my part to bring that forward. And then I got to church this morning, read the sermon, and I was like, wow.
Amen.
Praise God for the second witness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Are there any announcements?
December the 5th, that's a Saturday night, we're having a King's Men fellowship meeting at Brother Eggers Church at Marlton.
In Marlton?
At 5 o'clock.
Okay, so 5 o'clock on December the 5th will be the next Kingsman meeting at the Brother Eggers Church in Marlton. What's the name of that church?
Miracle
Lighthouse. In Marlton will be the Kingsman meeting December 5th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So mark your calendars. Keep that in mind. That's
somebody ride with us.
This coming Saturday. Any other announcements?
Brother Johnny Horton will be ministering next day, because well, most of y'all here know him, so that might make a difference.
Looking forward to it. Anything else? Okay, guess not. Don't forget to come back tonight at 6 o'clock and prepare to be blessed. Brother James, would you dismiss us in prayer?
God, we thank you today for your goodness. Thank you for your word. We ask you to go with each one. Keep your hand up on us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.